Today is Friday, April 5th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. If you pay rent, it's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the greatest thing ever. It takes something that you're doing anyway, which is paying your rent or your mortgage, and getting you points on it, which you would never get otherwise. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. All you have to do is pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app, the same way you would with any credit card, and you watch the Built points roll in. Since I started using Built, I was able to attain gold airline status on an airline that I had not flown, so then when I did fly it, it was a way better experience, just because I used Built to pay my mortgage. It's really such a genius and efficient concept, and you can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment, or any payment. I really cannot recommend Built enough, so go earn points by paying your rent or your mortgage right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. The pressure is on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from all fronts. Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Biden reportedly shared a brief but serious phone call yesterday, following the killing of seven humanitarian aid workers with World Central Kitchen earlier this week, despite their clear marking and communication of their movements with the IDF. Biden reportedly warned that continued U.S. support for Israel's war depends on them taking immediate steps to protect civilians and aid workers. He did not specify what changes in U.S. policy are on the table, but some options would be refusing to sell them weapons or withdrawing support within international organizations such as the UN. The administration said that they expect Israel to announce their intended steps within hours to days, and then they will reassess whether it's been enough. Well, it has certainly been hours, so I guess it's going to be days. Meanwhile, Israeli officials said yesterday that a thorough investigation into these strikes could take weeks, while the families of the aid workers are calling for an independent investigation, saying they do not have confidence in Israel's military to fairly investigate. At the same time, the IDF announced yesterday that they are pausing all military leave as they've gone on high alert in the wake of threats from Iran. This comes after Israel struck the Iranian embassy in Syria and killed seven top military commanders. But Benjamin's problems don't even end there. Not only is he experiencing a major slide in domestic support as Israelis have been heavily protesting his government, a key member of his war cabinet, Benny Gantz, is calling for new elections to be held in September. The next election isn't supposed to be until October 2026, but can happen earlier if the majority coalition in parliament dissolves before then. Although Gantz is a member of Netanyahu's war cabinet, he is also a popular rival, though the exit of his party from Netanyahu's coalition would not be enough to dissolve his majority. Next, we have today's batch of Donald headlines. He suffered three devastating defeats in court yesterday. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee issued an order yesterday in response to Donald Trump's motion to dismiss his 2020 election interference charges in Georgia, rejecting his request to dismiss the charges on the grounds of free speech, i.e. that Donald could make false claims about the election because it's free speech. The judge said, not really, because criminal speech is not protected, and the whole point of this trial is specifically to determine whether or not Donald's comments about the election were indeed criminal. Then in Florida, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon denied Donald's motion to dismiss the case that concerns the boxes of top-secret documents that he was hiding in Mar-a-Lago's bathrooms. His argument that the documents were considered personal under the Presidential Records Act didn't even hold up for Judge Cannon, who wrote, in layman's terms, that the charges against Donald have absolutely nothing to do with the Presidential Records Act whatsoever. To be clear, that is me paraphrasing. In addition to that, New York Attorney General Letitia James made a request in court yesterday that either Donald's attorneys or Knight Specialty Insurance Company file a motion within 10 days where they state what collateral had been put up to secure the $175 million bond that he posted earlier this week. The Attorney General wants to see this information because the insurance company is not registered with New York's Department of Financial Services, so they need to prove that they are financially able to back the bond. Should they need to. They will need to. For our final story, the centrist political group No Labels announced that they are abandoning their plan to put up an independent candidate in the 2024 election. The group raised, and then wasted, $60 million last year to put forward a candidate. Or, I suppose, not put forward a candidate. they face a string of rejections from prominent Republicans and Democrats who have declined their overtures to run on the No Labels Party ticket. It seems the group's platform has already succeeded. They can't find anyone willing to be labeled as a party member. You guys said no labels. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Bilt. Bilt is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. So pay your rent every month through the Bilt Rewards app and watch the Bilt points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. You can earn points now by paying rent when you go to joinbilt.com/morning. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.